Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Wednesday. Okay, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. What a day that it's been. The Clippers remind us once again that they're the Clippers. Bradley Beal got a busted up hip. He's going to be out for the season. Anthony Davis, we don't know when he's coming back. A.J. Brown. Still not happy with his touches, his targets with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's once again letting it be known, this time playing a video game, okay? We got the Cy Young Award. We're going to find out who will win on the American League side, who was going to win on the National League side. That announcement is coming in an hour from now. We know the New York Giants going through some changes. They fired head coach Brian Daboll. And well, now we found out who their next starting quarterback is going to be now that Jackson Dart is in concussion protocol. It's not going to be Russell Wilson. LeBron James, speaking of old players, sorry, Russell Wilson, looks like LeBron James is on his way back. His son, Bryce, he's not going to play in Arizona. What the heck is going on there? Draymond Green not happy with the play of his teammates in Golden State. Amon-Ra St. Brown, well, not happy with some of the response to a particular dance that he did the other day associated with the President of the United States of America. It is Wednesday. You know what that means? It's going to be time for a new top six list. Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the worst trades ever in sports history. Hi, Nico Harrison. Hello, how are you? Rob Gronkowski retired as a New England Patriot today. Antonio Brown had a plea deal. Looks like Jake Paul. Yeah, the gimmick boxer, the guy making all the money being a gimmick fighter. Looks like he has a new opponent not named Gervonta Tank Davis. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is November 12th. It's been November 12th all day long. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, use your brain, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online. I exist on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, all of the places. I am easily found. I am at JR Sport Brief. Shout out to our producer. Welcome back, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, you doing good?
I'm doing great. I was honoring the veterans yesterday.
Oh, that's amazing, man. Good stuff. What did you do?
I thought about watching a documentary. Didn't watch some posts, like some posts, and thought about the veterans.
That's how you honored the veterans?
Yeah, I didn't know specifically what to do.
Okay.
So I did it in honor, just thinking about them.
Okay, well, that's good. That's better than some other people. Well, good on you, Botcher. We appreciate you. And welcome back. Good to have Botcher back, man. Anyway, Botcher, we talked about a lot of things yesterday. Obviously, we had the college football playoff rankings that were revealed. Nico Harrison getting fired. And there's just so many stories that continue on. And this is why I love sports. And I always tell folks who aren't huge sports fans, you can typically always find something to be interested or invested in if you just follow some of the stories. In a lot of cases, it isn't so much about what takes place on the field. That's what we care about. What's going on the field, the court, the ice, the field of play. But then sometimes the storylines surrounding sports are just as interesting. I mean, like every good story, you have some heroes, you have some villains, you got winners, you got losers. There's everything in between. And every now and then, you just got some sad sacks. You got that guy laying outside on the corner who's just a loser every time. It doesn't matter if it's the first movie, the second movie, the sequel, the prequel. There's some characters that can never seem to get it together. The Clippers are one of those stories. Oh, my goodness. They got Kawhi Leonard. They got James Harden. They got Bradley Beal. Oh, wait, that's right. They just signed Bradley Beal. He accepted that buyout of part of his contract with the Phoenix Suns after he refused to be traded. A three-time All-Star Bradley Beal. Shout-outs to everybody in D.C. You know about Bradley Beal. Or at least whatever the good version of him used to be. But it seems like he signed that contract $250 million 3 years ago. And he's just gone into the toilet. I mean, he signed that deal in 2022. He was traded to the Suns. He was never healthy. He didn't want to be traded when things were falling apart. They should have never brought him on. He barely gives up any money. He's still in the midst of a gigantic contract. Signs a two-year, $11 million deal with the Clippers this season. And then we got news earlier today that this super old team, the amazing Unks, I think of what they've been called, you got Chris Paul on his team, Kawhi Leonard, Brooke Lopez. There's a lot of old guys on this squad. Let's put it that way. Shams came through with some devastating news for all three fans of the Clippers. Hi, Billy Crystal. Listen to this on ESPN.
George, Bradley Beal, as I take my AirPods here off a phone call, Bradley Beal has sustained a fractured hip, and he will undergo season-ending surgery, sources tell me. So Bradley Beal, his season is over. He suffered the injury over the weekend in Saturday's home loss against the Phoenix Suns, his old team. And Brad Beal's representative, Mark Bartelstein of Priority Sports, tells ESPN today, "We met with numerous doctors and specialists around the country in collaboration with the entire Clippers medical staff over the last few days and came to the decision unanimously that the surgery will allow Brad to have a full and complete recovery."
Listen, man, the dude is 32 years old. He just broke his hip. He's been hurt for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And we're expecting him to have a full recovery. A full recovery to what? Back to the bench? And back to another surgery? I mean, think about this. He played, well, bottom line also, for something for you to know. The Clippers stink this year. The Clippers have a record of 3-7. They just lost to the Atlanta Hawks, 105-102, with no Trae Young. They play one of the best NBA teams tonight. The Denver Nuggets are going to take on the Clippers, or the Clippers are going to take on the Nuggets. Bradley Beal has played in 6 of these games. He has averaged a whopping 8 points, 1.7 assists, while shooting 37% from the field and about the same from three. If you are a fan of the Los Angeles Clippers, why? Who put this on you? You know, who cursed you with this? Like, I don't know, but did you follow them from San Diego? Are you a fan of ships? Why? Are you related to Danny Manning? Why, oh, why would you be a fan of the Los Angeles Clippers? I have no idea. This is horrific. Oh, yeah, and by the way, that entire scandal where Kawhi Leonard was getting paid money under the table and, you know, Steve Ballmer is now being sued by other investors because some of the investors in the company are now saying that he knew this and he helped defraud them. It's just bad. The Clippers are going to host this upcoming, well, this season's, I should say, this season's All-Star game. It'll take place in Los Angeles. If you haven't heard, it'll be three teams. We got two American teams, a squad of international players, and they'll play a round-robin game to determine whether or not the Americans can beat the international NBA players. We'll see. Should be fun. It'll be on NBC instead of TNT. Good. But back to the Clippers. They're one of the most, or one of the more cursed franchises in all of professional sports. They really are. The Clippers are up there historically with just being bad. And you know, there comes a point in time where it just might also be little brother syndrome. What is your other option if you want to be in LA and play basketball? You got the Lakers. So if I got the Lakers there, what the hell do I want to play for the Clippers for besides just taking money? Come on, LeBron James didn't wake up and say, I want to go to the Clippers. There was a point in time where we heard rumors, God rest his soul, that Kobe Bryant at one point in time said he wanted to go to the Clippers, but let's be real, that was a matter of sticking it to the Lakers after he already had success. No disrespect to Elton Brand. The Lakers had Shaquille O'Neal. The Clippers had Elton Brand. Okay, I can't even say that he's baby Shaq. It does Shaq a disservice. Shaq would be upset with me if he heard what I just said. And now we have an ancient basketball team. Listen to these ages of the Clippers. These are their best players. Kawhi Leonard, horrifically, we know about his injuries, thighs, knees, hips, and legs, 34 years old. Brook Lopez, okay, yeah, Brook Lopez is towards the end of his career. The big man, the center, he's 37 years old. Nicholas Batum is still playing basketball. He is 36. Bojan Bogdanovic, a former Atlanta Hawk, he's 33. Doesn't seem like it. Chris Dunn, I remember him in Providence. Chris Dunn is 31. James Harden is 36 years old. Chris Paul is 40. The Clippers' defense sucks. They got a bunch of old guys who can't get up and down the court. And let's be real. Who is trading for any of these guys? Is some NBA team waking up going, oh my God, you know what we need right now to help us win a championship? We need James Harden. What team in their right mind? The answer is nobody, even before I finish it. Who wakes up and says they need Kawhi Leonard? Nobody. I don't know, maybe Chris Paul can get traded for pennies and be a backup point guard on a championship team somewhere. It's not going to be with the Clippers. And oh yeah, by the way, the last I looked, Chris Paul wanted to stay out west where he can be close to his family. I don't know, maybe at some point in time the Lakers, you know, can grab him off a scrap heap somewhere. Times are changing in the NBA, right? We got Victor Wembanyama crossing people up to knock down game-winning threes. We have an Oklahoma City Thunder squad that's, what, 11-1? With no Jalen Williams, their second best player, maybe second, third best, depending on how you look at Hey, Bacha, what's that other giant freak's name from Gonzaga?
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren. Yeah, probably third best on the team. They're 11-1. Okay, the tide has turned in the NBA. And right now, as it stands, the Los Angeles Clippers are nothing but a retirement home. And to see and read the news that Bradley Beal, who is the youngest of their trio at 32 years old, the fact that this guy got a broken hip, what better indicator do you need? Just to let you know that this squad is a retirement home. And God bless Steve Ballmer. He's turned the tide. He spent the money. He's not a racist jerk, as far as I know, like Donald Sterling. But the Clippers got more bad news ahead. What is that punishment going to look like for allegedly, if it happens, allegedly funneling Kawhi Leonard money under the table? Is Kawhi Leonard going to last the season? You know, God bless James Harden. He's pretty durable, but he can't go out there and do anything by himself. I tell you, the NBA and sports is full of storylines. And the Clippers, they're always the have-nots. It's just unfortunate. Welcome to Tinseltown. The Lakers run things, and the Clippers, well, they're just old news. Or maybe they're just old. That would also be appropriate. I feel bad for their fan base. Bacha, you know Clipper Darryl? You know that guy?
I've heard of him. He's the super fan, right? That goes to like every game.
Yeah, he has like one. He'll wear a suit. One part of the suit has red. The other side has blue. I don't know any Clipper fans besides him, and I don't know if he renounced his fandom. It's him and Billy Crystal. I don't know no other Clippers fans. Do you?
I would say Steve Ballmer, but at this point, I don't know if he even wants to claim them, but he's the owner.
Yeah, he doesn't count. Let's see. Famous fans of the Clippers. Oh, now this is a lot. Snoop Dogg, you got to be kidding me. All right. Yeah, this is a wholly, wholly inaccurate. Yeah. Good luck to the Clippers. Y'all are like the angels of the NBA. Angels suck. Who cares? Clippers suck. Who cares? They're just background noise. Even the players know that they're in the background. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're here. We're in the front. We're in the foreground. We're ready to keep on rolling. We got so much to get into. How about this? Next hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Miles, NBA host, also doing some great work pre-post-game halftime with the San Antonio Spurs. So we'll get Chris's thoughts, not just on the Spurs, but also talk about everything going on all over the NBA. Jameis Winston getting a start over Russell Wilson. He's the Giants' new starter. Of course, it's Wednesday. We'll talk about I'll give you a new top six list. Thank you to Nico Harrison. We'll talk about the worst trades in sports ever. Rob Gronkowski, he's trading his football jersey full-time for a suit, officially retiring as a member of the Patriots. We'll get into that. Man, there's so much that we need to do. Speaking of retiring, when we come back on the other side of the break, this guy is not Jair Alexander. This guy is not retiring. But this guy just seems like a malcontent on one of the NFL's best teams. As a matter of fact, he just won a Super Bowl, and he's miserable about what's going on this season. I'm going to give you the latest on A.J. Brown and the comments that his head coach had to respond to. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. If you want to call me, maybe you're a miserable Clippers fan. Maybe you like the Eagles and A.J. Brown is getting on your nerves. You can call me, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, I'll give you the latest on A.J. Brown. Congratulations. Happy Wednesday. It's the beginning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about the Los Angeles Clippers just being screwed and cursed and damned to hell. Well, the latest issue dealing with them, no, it's not, you know, Kawhi Leonard receiving under-the-table payments from their owner, Steve Ballmer, via a shell company. The latest is that, well, Bradley Beal, coming off of that disaster tenure with the Phoenix Suns, Bradley Beal has a broken hip. You will not see Bradley Beal for the rest of the season. And apparently, in the message sent out by his agent, he's expected to fully recover, even though he's now going to miss another full season of basketball. And when he returns, he's going to be an even more diminished 33-year-old player. Just real, real bad, real, real sad for Bradley Beal. Also, if you're looking for Anthony Davis, after the firing of Nico Harrison, reportedly Patrick Dumont, who happens to be the new slapstick owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he's not going to have Anthony Davis back out there until he says that he's good to go. So hey, why trust anybody else after you fire your general manager? Just trust yourself and the doctors. And speaking of trust, okay, the Dallas Mavericks going absolutely nowhere. Now, we know they're going backwards. Hopefully, Cooper Flagg can eventually, years from now, pull them forward. We know the Clippers going absolutely nowhere. We got a team that could be going back to another championship that, unfortunately for them, they're having to address issues from a malcontent. They got to address issues. They're a football team that's 7-2. They are the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. We just saw them beat the Green Bay Packers in a rock fight 10-7. And the guy who's not happy, sure, once again, not happy, not thrilled with his role. Three-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, one of the best wide receivers in the entire NFL, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is not happy with his lot in life. And how do we know this? It's not because he went on social media and complained. It's not because he was sitting around reading a book on the sidelines. A.J. Brown, this time, took his gripes to a video game stream. Like, yeah, stream, like any, like your kid would do. Sitting around, Twitch? Do we know what the hell was
this was? Twitch,
YouTube?
It was Twitch. Do I know the streamer? No.
Yeah, they over here playing Madden. Bottom line is, I guess when A.J. Brown has a day off, he's playing Madden. He's playing a video game with a stranger. He's playing a video game with a famous streamer, apparently. And you know, you've probably seen your kids, maybe you do it. You sit down on a video game, put on that headset, and you're just talking crap back and forth. Everybody talking crap, saying horrible, horrific things, and the world can sit and watch you do it. To me, it sounds like a waste of time unless you're making money, but hey, if it's whatever floats your boat, okay? A.J. Brown was asked about his season. Keep in mind, in that rock fight against the Packers, A.J. Brown had a whopping 2 receptions in 13 yards. A.J. Brown, someone who's used to hauling in 7 to 10, 11 touchdowns a year. He's used to, you know, grabbing 1,100 yards receiving, 1,400 yards receiving. This year, he's on pace for about 850. That would be a career low. I want you to listen to the streamer. Could be a little difficult to hear. And I want you to listen to A.J. Brown, because he was asked about his status with the Eagles and whether or not he's happy. He's like, my family life is happy. Everything else is a bleep show. What?
Hey, but look, everything be good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, where have you been?
No, I was just checking up. Like, you, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You know what I'm saying? Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, no.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, chill, look, look. Everything gonna click, bro. Trust me.
Shit show. How you been? Yeah, I've been, struggling, brother.
Yeah, he said everything is good in his personal life, but then when you take a look at what's going on football, he's like, where you been on the football side? He said there's nothing to look forward to on the football side of things. And then he took it a step further. A.J. Brown basically said, yeah, if you got me in fantasy, you might as well just drop me. I ain't got no stats for you.
Hey, hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
Okay. I mean, every championship team has to have one guy who's never happy, right? Every championship caliber squad got to have one dude who's just a little different, just says different things, acts differently, reads a book on the sidelines. Now, I understand everybody isn't going to be or have like a Dennis Rodman on the team, okay? I mean, the Chicago Bulls are winning championships and Dennis Rodman is walking around in wedding dresses and signing books on Fifth Avenue. Bacha, let me tell you something. That was quite a unique sight in the 90s, okay? That was, I'm trying to find an equivalent. There is none. Could you just pick an NBA star? Go ahead, Bacha. Pick one now.
Any of them? DeMontis Sabonis.
Imagine DeMontis, people don't care about him. Imagine Giannis Antetokounmpo pulling up to a Barnes & Noble on Fifth Avenue across the street from Rockefeller Center, wearing a wedding dress in a full, horse and carriage, selling books.
I can't see it. Yeah. If you chose like a superstar that's younger and coming up, maybe. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, that's how unbelievable it was to see Dennis Rodman doing this in the 90s. And this is Dennis Rodman. He's going to gamble. He's going to Vegas. He's selling books. He's wearing dresses. He's dating everybody from Carmen Electra and Pamela Anderson to Toni Braxton. This man was, he was in a different lane. Now, look, I'm not putting A.J. Brown in this space. But everybody needs a distraction. And so today, Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, who, mind you, they're trying to repeat as champions. There was all this talk in the offseason about, well, we're not talking about repeating, and last season was last season. And maybe A.J. Brown forgot that they won a championship. Maybe he forgot that they were good. Maybe he feels if they just got him the ball, they'd be undefeated, even though 7-2 is a damn good record. Nick Sirianni spoke to the media, and let's just say he wasn't happy with all of these questions. He was asked very simply, is all of this with A.J. Brown, is it's not a pain in the ass? Is he a distraction?
No, I don't think so. Again, you can only go from your interactions with everybody and the way they go about their work on a daily basis that you guys don't could be able that you guys aren't able to see. But, you know, no, it's business as usual.
Oh, so he was a good soldier, right? Everything was good. He shows up to work. He doesn't complain. He goes home. He complains on social media. He goes home. He complains on a video game stream. And so the man who was out with a hamstring issue, he's only missed one game this season. He's been complaining all year long. We've had to hear about meetings taking place with the Philadelphia Eagles, and here they are, 7-2. Nick Sirianni, come on. We know this game against the Packers was ugly on Monday. Why'd y'all wait so long to even try to get him the ball?
Yeah, you know, again, games, if you look at the game and how the game went, you know, there's a lot of plays in that game that are going to him that for different reasons don't. For instance, Smitty's touchdown. That play is going to AJ. They took it away, and he threw it over the top. You can't look at stats and just say, this is what's happening. You can't paint the picture that way. I know that's sometimes is all the information that you guys may have, but you can't look at it that way and just say, here's how the game is playing out. Like, there are reasons and different things. A.J. Brown is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, so of course we're trying to get him involved in the game every single time. Sometimes it goes like it did in the Rams game or the Vikings game, and sometimes it goes like it did in this last game.
Man, only thing missing from this scenario is somebody from his family to say that he needs more touches. I mean, last week we had Marvin Harrison Sr. saying that my son, I can't watch him play because of the quarterback, basically, and Kyler Murray. By the way, Marvin Harrison Jr. now out with an appendix issue. That sucks for him. And then we had Roma Dunze, who's just in his second year as a wide receiver in the NFL. His dad is chiming in. I guess A.J. Brown is like, hey, I got social media. I can go on there and complain myself. I think Nick Sirianni might be tired of answering questions about it because he was asked again. And at this point, he seemingly had enough and wanted to end the damn press conference. Listen here.
Yeah, guys, I'm close to being done answering these questions with this. Like, he's working hard, and he is a big part of this game plan, and it'll be a big part of the game plan going forward. And he's working like crazy when he's here, and I'm excited to have him.
Well, listen, next up, that game plan the Eagles are working on, they host the Detroit Lions for Sunday Night Football. They're going to need a whole hell of a lot more than 10 points if they want to go out there and beat the Lions. Lions, one of the more high-powered offenses in the entire NFL, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, looking to go out there and do some damage. Yeah, they're going to need A.J. Brown. And then I guess when he gets the ball, he's going to yell, curse, and scream. This guy's going to be miserable all season long. Man, and if they don't win a Super Bowl, oh, things may quote unquote, hit the fan. I'm actually expecting that to be the case, even though this is a team. They're still Super Bowl contenders. Let's see how the rest of the year rolls out for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, speaking of Amon-Ra St. Brown, did he get in trouble? I don't know. He did some apologizing for doing a little bit of a dance. And this dance had nothing to do with hip thrusts. He did a dance that is associated with the President of the United States of America. And so why is Amon-Ra St. Brown apologizing? We'll hear about it on the other side of the break. Speaking of apologies, the New York Giants. Looks like the Giants, no apologies about their future. Brian Daboll is fired. Jackson Dart is in concussion protocol. And it appears that they have selected their next QB. I'm going to tell you who it is. His name is not Russell. Last name is not Wilson. I'll give you an update on the other side of the break, but a larger update on everything going on in the world of sports. Here he is with a newsflash. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention horse owners, you're invited to Down Under Horsemanship's No Worries Club. Become a premium member today to enjoy exclusive discounts on tack, gear, and training for your horse. Plus, instant access to the method training content you need to enhance your skills. Sign up for a No Worries Club membership today at NoWorriesClub.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And I love Pearland, Texas. I love all of Texas. Damn it, I was in Texas last week. I love Texas. Boncho, you been down there? You like Texas?
Never been there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is there a city that would pique your interest in Texas from what you know?
Not Dallas at this point. I'd probably go to Houston.
Oh, damn. What did Dallas do to you? What, the Mavericks and the Cowboys?
Yeah, traded Luka. Have no interest in, I don't know, Cowboys.
Okay. Why would you have interest in going to Houston?
The Rockets are pretty good. Astros cheat a lot, you know.
Man, you're talking about sports, man. I'm just asking about this city. You telling me about? I get a sports show.
Where's
there's nothing else appealing to you about any of the cities besides the Rockets?
Is the Alamo? Where is that? San Antonio?
Yes.
So maybe San Antonio.
Okay,
that's about it. I don't know much about Texas.
All right. Well, the food is good. The food is good all over Texas. You got good food in San Antonio. You got good food out in Houston. Okay, I'm not going to say anything bad about Dallas. The food is good there, too. I like Houston. I like Houston, Texas. Anyway, not talking about the Rockets right now. Hey, let me do this, get this out the way. Let me do my job. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. You can get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about this miserable NFL player in AJ Brown. Okay, now he's on video game streams telling fans and viewers how unhappy he is and how it's his offensive production has been in the trash. If you have him on fantasy, you should probably go ahead and drop him. He's not a happy individual right now in Philadelphia, especially given the amount of touches that he's getting, or dare I say, not getting. We got another wide receiver, on the other hand. He is probably extremely happy with his touches. He's very happy with his production. I think all is right and well in the world because he's second in the NFL in touchdowns with 8. He has almost 700 yards receiving. This is Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, he just scored a touchdown against the Commanders as the Lions beat him 44-22. They throttled him. It's not what they did in the postseason, but hey, well, you got to get it where you can. And the Lions now have a record of 6-3. I mean, for the past several seasons, the Lions are typically there at the end, and Dan Campbell and the team just kind of choke away, okay? Either they get blown out or Dan is gambling too much, and the Lions miss out. But this is better than what the Lions historically have been. I know we talked about the Clippers and that unfortunate broken hip of Bradley Beal. The Lions are typically in that space. But at least as it stands for right now, they're on an upswing, and hopefully it stays that way. And so with all the positivity surrounding the Lions, I just told you they're going to take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football. What could be going wrong? Well, there was that incident where Daron Payne got suspended for punching Amon-Ra St. Brown. Apparently, Amon-Ra St. Brown antagonized him, and then he got punched. But then also, didn't expect this one to happen. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown has a podcast with his brother. They just sit around like brothers and put out podcasts. Yeah, sure, why not? Amon-Ra St. Brown had to apologize, or he didn't have to, but he apologized for doing the Trump dance after his touchdown? What? This isn't something that I saw coming. But he sat on his podcast, and apparently there were a lot of people that were not happy with him. You know, the president of the United States put out a message and pretty much said that he is Amon-Ra St. Trump. Of course, he's going to lean into it. We know that he was at the game. And, well, take a listen to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, so first of all, if I offended anyone, I do apologize. I did not mean to offend anyone. It was just we're having fun. You know, if any president was at that game, I would, if they had a dance, I would have done it. Had nothing to do with who the president was. But, you know, even after the game, I found out someone told me that was the first game that a president has been to in over 40 years. So first regular season game, which is crazy. So we were just having fun doing the dance. It was, you know, nothing more, nothing less. Just quick shimmy, whatever you call it.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know. That first of all, Amon-Ra St. Brown, God bless him. He is all of 26 years old. Okay, he's 26. Sure, yeah, fine. I don't know if I'd be doing a dance of anybody that polarizing. That's just flat and period. That's just me. Okay? Now, on the other hand, would I apologize for it? Probably not. It's done. It's done. Like, what is he going to do? He's going to have people unsubscribing to his podcast. He's going to have people burning his jerseys. Man, lesson learned. Lesson learned here. I didn't think people get so up in arms about a dance. But, yeah, there are a lot of things associated with a lot of people that I don't think I would be associating myself with. He's learned a valuable lesson here. Oh, my goodness. Botcher, there is... This A.J. Brown saga continues on. Are you serious?
Yes. This was about, I guess, 20 minutes ago. He just spoke out.
A.J. Brown just spoke. Where did he speak? He's at the Eagles place? Or what was going on with him?
He's at the facility.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. So we heard Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni is over here saying that I'm sick of talking about this. Everything is all good with A.J. Brown. And as Botcher just said, A.J. Brown just spoke to the media. And it appears that... We got some news. He's like, oh, yeah. Well, first, let me go back. He was on a video game stream. He said that his production this year has been a bleep show. He says that if you have him on fantasy, you should drop him. Everything is good in his life except for football. And Nick Sirianni was just like, is he a distraction? Nick Sirianni said no. Nick Sirianni got sick and tired of answering the questions. And now... A.J. Brown, he was asked whether or not he wanted to apologize for his comments being a distraction.
Because after the game, I said all the right answers. I still made a story. Right? You know, in that moment where I'm just talking to my friend, having fun with my friend, I'm not apologizing for that. Like I said, because if you have eyes, you can see that. And so, like, it's not that I was throwing anybody on the bus. I'm literally trying to laugh through this. This tough. Like, but I'm trying to make fun of the situation and to try to get through it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man.
Oh, okay. All right, not getting the football he's talking about. Well, here's a better question. AJ Brown, you not getting the football. You only being on the receiving end of two passes for 13 yards. Whose fault is that? Is that the quarterback Jalen Hurts' fault?
I don't think that's the case at all. You know, I think certain players have different reads. You know, despite what it looks like when somebody takes a screenshot, and you can't go off that. You know, but he has certain reads. He has a lot going on in his head that he's trying to process, and then also he has pressure in his face. So, like I said, I don't know. That maybe it's a question for him or KP.
Is it a question for, yeah, KP is the offensive coordinator there. I forget all about that. What about you talking crap? You reading books on the sideline. You're going on Twitter and social media, and today you're on a video game stream. What's that about, AJ? Come on, man.
It's not just solely about my situation. I mean, guys, like, obviously I want to win too, you know. And
sorry.
I think if we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like, we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. Just at what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're saying we're so great, you know? And that's what I'm getting at. It's not about we're not winning or I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. No, it's been week after week sometimes. We're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense. So you can't just keep slapping a Band-Aid over that and you expect to win late in the year and you think you're going to go to it at the end of the year. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, you know? And last year, what it was, thank you for the ring, but it's a new season. They adapted. We have to adapt and we have to continue to, like, get better and try to find new ways. So that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not about winning, you guys. Like, I want to win, yes. I want to help contribute as well, do our thing on offense as well. I think that's fair.
Okay. I mean, that's not what he was asked during the live stream. And he was specifically asked about him. And he's like, yeah, my family's good. Everything else is a bleep show. I mean, that seems to be more of a personal indicator as opposed to anything asked about the Eagles. I don't know. He's just always going around the corner. Like, I don't know if you would want to sit in a room with AJ Brown and I don't know, try to solve a puzzle. He's just a walking contradiction. Like, why say anything? You don't have to answer these questions if you don't say anything. You don't have to answer these questions if you don't read books on the sidelines or go on social media. It just, you are creating the problem. Come on, man. All you got to do is say nothing. But he's talking because he wants the ball. Don't be mad when you get the vitriol the other way. AJ Brown, do you care if people understand you or not?
I don't care if I'm misunderstood. Like, I stand up in front of it and fall on that sword over and over again. Like, it's about doing what we're supposed to be doing on offense. And if we are really in this business for trying to get better, we got to do what we got to do. And not just say, oh, it's about wins. Like, as long as we got the win, it's cool. No, that ain't you cannot do that. Not in this league. We got to continue to get better. We got to do what we have to do on offense to help the defense, to help the special teams.
Okay, right. I like how he's putting it right back on the team. It has nothing to do with him. He's not complaining. His complaining is a distraction. And even though Saquon has to answer about it, and Jalen Hurts has to answer about it, and Nick Sirianni is sick of answering about it, it's all good with him, I guess. Come on now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, they're going to announce the Cy Young Award winner soon, and we got a more trouble with the Giants? We'll talk about it. Don't move.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.